I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Conditions are ripe for another military takeover in Thailand. On one side, pro-democracy protesters whose demonstrations have been largely peaceful so far. On the other side, supporters of the royal family. Analysts say a potential conflict between these groups could give the military an excuse to butt in. Joe Handley is of Asian Access.
There is a lot of violence that comes out of these pro-democracy movements. You have some people that are really just trying to stand up for their rights, and you have others where it breaks out into violence, which isn't good for society.
Please pray Thai believers can stand out as peacemakers during this tumultuous season, and pray their witness draws many to Christ.
Pray that the church can be the light of Christ and be a catalyst for the kingdom, that many would come to faith.
And if you followed MNN for any period of time this year, you probably heard about the world's first complete Bible in any sign language. Translators finished the American Sign Language version, or ASLV, a few months ago. Door International also finished work in ASL, the chronological Bible translation. Door President Rob Meyer says these are critical resources for Bible translators outside the U.S.
American Sign Language, because it is so influential in the world, our desire was to see two versions that could be used by other teams, potentially multiple translations.
There are approximately 70 million deaf people worldwide in at least 350 different sign languages. The ASL Bibles can help deaf translation teams get God's word into their heart sign language. Consider how you can come alongside these efforts. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN helps us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.